praise be Jesus and Mary.
Now and forever.
The readings talk to us today about money and true wealth and where are our hearts in all of this, right? In one part of the gospel, our Lord says that where your treasure is, there your heart lies also. And so where is our treasure? Where is our heart? What is our number one? Our Lord says that no servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And so our Lord is saying there that the human heart can have only one number one. And so what is number one in our lives? Well, our Lord is saying that it should, of course, be God. Right? He should be our number one love, where our thoughts and affections and actions are ultimately ordered to. And that if there is something else other than God, then it can rightly be called mammon, right? It might be money, it might be entertainment, it might be ourselves, it might be our reputation, it might be a family member, right? There could be people out there who love their spouse or their children more than God. Maybe not in an explicit way, but in a very subtle way. And so we all need to be attentive. What is our number one? Because where our treasure is, there our heart will also lie. And so our Lord makes this distinction in today's gospel between dishonest wealth and true wealth. Dishonest wealth is the term that our Lord gives to the riches of this world, because they are so often acquired and dealt with in a dishonest way. True wealth is the treasure in heaven, right? The works that we do through faith and charity, which are accumulating glory for us in heaven. That is true wealth. And so that brings us to the first reading, where St. Paul is praising the Philippians, right? Because they have cared for his needs. You sent me something for my needs, not only once, but more than once. And so they're showing true love for St. Paul, and they're doing this out of love for God, ultimately. And so the material goods that they supply him, this is the gift that they provide him, which then becomes a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. Because it's not always easy to give of our own means for various reasons. But St. Paul says that it is not that I am eager for the gift, right? The so-called dishonest wealth. Rather, I am eager for the profit that accrues to your account. This is the true wealth. Because in giving of themselves, they are acquiring real profit in heaven, an abundance of graces and merit for all eternity. The psalm goes on to talk about the same thing. Well for the man who is gracious and lends. Lavishly he gives to the poor. His generosity shall endure forever. And so he gives of his own means, out of love, to supply for the poor. His generosity shall endure forever, right? That's the eternal profit. That is the true wealth, again, that the Word of God is talking about. And so we celebrate this Mass in honor of the Immaculate Heart of Mary on this first Saturday. And I can give you one guess as to where the Immaculate Heart of Mary lied in this life. Like, where was her treasure? Where her treasure was, there the Immaculate Heart also lies. And of course, her treasure was entirely in heaven. She was all intent on loving God. and in loving neighbor for the sake of God. And notice, no one was excluded from the love of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. She is the universal mother. So every single person in her life, and even those who didn't know her personally, they were all her children, all included in the love of the Immaculate Heart. And so for that reason, Our Lady acquired true wealth in heaven, wealth beyond any other creature, and she is now currently enjoying all of the glory that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit wanted to heap upon her for all eternity. Let's ask Our Lady to intercede for us, that we too can live wisely in this world and live for heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.